Now let's deal with the practical strategies. Don't read the passage first. For most questions, read the topic sentence of the paragraph and then go directly to the question. The questions guide you to the specific part of the text. Then master the insert text question. Look for transitional phrases like however, in contrast, as a result, as, while, whereas in the sentence to be inserted. These are clues that tell you whether and where it fits logically. Use a process of elimination, we call it POE, for factual and negative factual questions. Eliminate options that contradict the text or are not mentioned. The correct answer is always a paraphrase of the text. Then we have the listening section, which is 36 minutes, 2 to 3 lectures, and 2 to 3 conversations. The core knowledge includes the section assesses, which assesses your ability to understand spoken English in academic settings. The structure, you have to understand the organization of the lecture or conversation, which is introduction of a concept, the steps in a process, a student problem and solution. Then you go to vocabulary section. You have to understand high frequency academic vocabulary and idiomatic expressions. And finally, pronunciation. This is central. You must be able to understand various native speaker accents, including reductions, gana, wana, stress patterns and intonation that signal attitude or emphasis. The practical strategies are take purposeful notes. Note-taking is of prime importance. Do not try to write everything. Use abbreviations and symbols. Focus on the main idea. Key definitions, attitude does not, that's a professor sound impressed or skeptical, and transitions, like the key point is. Then you need to predict the questions as you listen. Mentally note what could be asked. A professor saying, this is a common misconception, is almost a guarantee that a question will follow about what the correct concept is. And finally, focus on attitude and purpose. Questions often ask, why does the professor say this? Listen to the tone of the voice. For example, excitement, confusion, or sometimes depression in the speech, to understand the speaker's purpose beyond their words.